Think of the children. Such self-confidence cannot operate in a vacuum. It needs a mechanism to convince or force others to surrender their interests to the greater good. The New Republic's former editor, George Soule, the author of A Planned Society, which popularized the phrase, "We planned in war," explained it well. The greatest of the lessons from our war planning was that we must have an objective which can arouse general loyalty and enthusiasm. In It Takes a Village, Clinton cheers the way crises erase the wall between business and government, but laments that the social benefits of natural disasters and wars are temporary. Why does it take a crisis to open our eyes and hearts to our common humanity? In response to this problem, liberals have manufactured one crisis after another in their quest to find a new moral equivalent to war, from the war on cancer to global warming to countless alleged economic crises. Indeed, a brief perusal of the last 100 years of economic journalism from the left would have you believe that the most prosperous century in human history was one long, extended economic crisis. But we should return to Hillary Clinton's crisis of choice, the children. The very concept of the children was designed to circumvent traditional political processes. The giveaway is the prefatory article, which denotes an entire category of human beings for whom all violations of the principle of limited government may be justified. Constitutionally ordered liberal societies tend to view citizens as adults who are responsible for their own actions. But children are the Achilles heel of every society. If libertarianism could account for children and foreign policy, it would be the ideal political philosophy. We make allowances for children. We have different rules for them, as well we should, and tend not to hold them accountable for their decisions. The child savers of the progressive era were brilliant at exploiting this weakness. In the modern era, it was Marion Wright Edelman, the founder of the Children's Defense Fund, or CDF, and Hillary Clinton's longtime friend and mentor who relaunched this tradition. Edelman is perhaps America's leading liberal scold. Harper's Bazaar named her America's Universal Mother. Her CV is festooned with honorifics and awards like a Christmas tree bending from the weight of too many ornaments. The Presidential Medal of Freedom, a MacArthur Fellowship, the Albert Schweitzer Prize for Humanitarianism, a Robert F. Kennedy Lifetime Achievement Award, and so on. Her organization is showered with contributions from enormous corporations eager to buy grace on the cheap. Edelman got her start working for the NAACP and eventually found her way to Yale Law School and to Washington, D.C. as the policy entrepreneur founder of the CDF. She is undoubtedly a kind and selfless woman, deeply religious and steeped in the traditions of the social gospel.